Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Thank you very much, Mr. Jake Wyman. Today is the 6th of Tammuz, Vav Tammuz Tavshin Pei Beis. It's Yom Shlishi for Parshas Chukas, 2022, July 5th. And today is a Siyum Katan. It's a small celebration because we're concluding and moving forward from David and Siklag, which we've been looking at for a couple months already. And here's the punchline about David and Siklag. The Chofetz Chaim wants to know, what is the continuity in the Psukim in Shmuel? What does it tell us about Bitachon? It told us that David requested from the Urim V'Tumim advice from above, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, when, after it says our favorite words, Vayischazek David Vashem Elokav, and David strengthened himself with Hashem. He pulled himself together. You've heard this a few times already. He was shattered, devastated, shocked, and traumatized with what they found in Siklag. But he pulled himself together, strengthened himself, and then he asked of the Urim V'Tumim. Why? Why that order? To show us that the reply of the Urim V'Tumim, that he'll be successful, was only because of one thing. What was it? Because he strengthened himself first. Because he got himself together, and he put together his determination that he's going to do something. He's going to pick up and move forward. And that is the Yesod that we've learned about until now, that we have dramatic ups and downs often in life. Some people have more dramatic ones than others, and it depends on the day, and there are periods of our life. And when we think that we're inferior, chas v'shalom, or we're inadequate, or we're lacking because we fell, we're making a big mistake, because it happened to David HaMelech. But the main point is that he pulled himself together, and then he was given that divine assistance from the Urim V'Tumim. And we have to take that with us as we move forward now into the next part of the Chofetz Chaim's inspiration to the soldiers on the battlefield. We're all soldiers on the battlefield because we have our struggles and challenges every single day. The Gemara Menachos, a new source, we haven't seen it yet. It tells us, Kol HaTole Bitchono BaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any person who places, who hangs his trust, he puts it on the Ribbono Shel Olam, he trusts in Hashem, Hashem is a refuge for him. He is a protection. He is a shelter, a haven in this world and the next world. Remember the Mida Keneged Mida? Hashem says, you trust in me, then you'll have something to trust in. In both worlds. Now, the thing about Olam Haba, we'll talk about that in a little while, Mirth Hashem. We need Hashem to be our shelter in Olam Haba. We'll see what that means in a little while, in a little bit of detail. But where's the pasuk that tells us that in both worlds, bitachon can benefit us? I bitachon in this world, I can carry it over to the world to come also. Shenemar, what's the pasuk? We say it, many people say it every day in Uval Etzion. What's the name of Hashem that signifies this world and the next world? Very, very brief name of Hashem. Short one. Bichu Hashem Adead Ki. What's the next word? Bekah Hashem Tzur Olamim. Right. Trust in Hashem Adead forever and ever. Adead forever and ever, always, perpetually. Don't stop trusting in Him. Why? Because in the Kah Hashem, the Yud is which world? That's Olam Haba, and the Hey is Olam Hazeh. And we know there's explanations for all that. Tzur Olamim. Hashem is the rock of world. It's the plural. That means when we trust in Hashem, He's going to be with us here and in the next world. By the way, in the name Ka, what letter is first? It's the Yud. That's Olam Haba. And the Hey is second, which is Olam Hazeh. Chronologically out of order. Doesn't it seem that way? I wonder why it's that way. Anybody have an idea about that? Yeah.
That's Endless World.
That's right. Forever. That's because that's what it says. We were created mainly for our position in Olam Haba. Here's a stopping point. That's what we're doing here. So the main point is Olam Haba. We are here for a while, but that's why the Yud is first, Mistam. Then listen to the Lashon of the Zohar. The Chofetz Chaim quotes the Zohar in the Machna Yisrael, Parshas Va'era, where it says, Bitchu Hashem Adayat, trust in Hashem forever and ever. Now what I get from this is that I have challenges to my bitachon day in and day out, sometimes 1 minute to the next. I'm great 1 minute, and then the next day, the Hasidic Sfarim call it nofil b'taito. Sometimes I fall. Like, wait a minute, 1 second ago, I'm 100% sure everything's going to be fine. I trust in Hashem, and that'll get me my protection. And then the next second, oh no, wait, what about this? What about that? This is the way that it is. That's a human condition. So that's what happened with David. But adayad. Okay, so continue on and on again. The Zohar says, I'm quoting it, the Chofetz Chaim says, Kol yomai devar nosh, all the days of a person, ba'e, he needs, Aramaic, lis takfa be b'kodesh baruch hu, to be strong, powerful in Hashem, meaning to strengthen himself with Hashem, to put himself next to Hashem. Uman deshave be b'tchone v'tukfe, the one who places his trust and his power, meaning he knows that he is not self-propelled. He's only empowered by Hashem. Kidakayos, he puts that in Hashem as he needs to. And I underline those words. Kidakayos, we need full power whenever we're able to. We have to put our full bitachon in Hashem. It's not supposed to be wishy-washy. We have to try it every moment. Yes, we fall, but we have to keep putting it in Hashem. Kidakayos, the way that a person, that Hashem wants us to do it, lo yachlin la'av ashale, they will not be able to harm him, to any evil to him, kol b'nei alma, anybody in the world. That means I become immune to harm by having trust in Hashem. It says it in the Zohar. I actually shield myself. I insulate myself. I make myself invincible through bitachon. It sounds like something otherworldly and ridiculous and unrealistic, but it's not true. The Zohar says it's absolute reality. I can actually shield myself and protect myself and insulate myself from harm with bitachon. It's a Zohar. Zohaki Omar, because this is what the Pasuk said. Elokai, my God, b'chaba tachti, in you I trusted. Al evosha, I will not be embarrassed. I won't be ashamed. Al ya'altu oyvaili, my enemies will not rejoice in me. They won't celebrate because of me. That means I will prevail, I'll persevere with this power of bitachon. That's the Zohar. Next point in the Chofetz Chaim. Person has to be careful. V'zoher ma'od. Now we have to reflect on the next point. Because what happens is, there are lots of agents and instruments that we use in this world to succeed. And what happens? Sometimes we tend to place our trust in them. It's a totally human expectation that's going to happen. Because it's very convincing, as we're going to see you now. And the people on the battlefield. And again, in the challenges and the struggles of life. The Zohar Ma'od, a person should be very careful, like the Chofetz Chaim, Shelo Yachshov V'libo. He shouldn't think in his heart, Ba'eis Tzei Tzolam Al-Khama, at the time that he goes out to war. Or how about at the time that a person wakes up in the morning, at the time that a person goes to work. Shouldn't think, Halo Giborim Anu. Oh, we are really powerful. We're strong. We're accomplished. Va'anshei Chayel Al-Khama. We are warriors. We can do it with our own strength. Because you know what? It's convincing, isn't it? We have great training. We have prowess. We have qualifications. We have everything that it takes to succeed, right? But the only thing is that that's not what makes us succeed. Rav sheyosim ikur ma'oza b'Hashem. A person has to put his power in Hashem, his strength, his success. V'yivtach bo, and only trust in Hashem. Ki hu yazrenu. Because Hashem's the one who's going to help him. Now let's talk about these means of success. So what about the middlemen? What about the people who help us? How are we supposed to view them? We know this. By the way, this is a review for everybody here probably, but we always have to review it. I'm doing it for myself. Kumosha Kasu. Now here's a very interesting pasuk in Tehillim. We say it, second Hallelujah. Lo bigburas hasus yakpats. Not in the power of a horse does Hashem desire. Seems to say Hashem's not interested in the strength of a horse, of a vehicle, an army vehicle, a van, a car. Lo v'shokei ha'ish yirtzeh. Hashem does not desire the legs of a person, his physical power, his qualifications, his credentials. No. Ruotah Hashem es yireyov. Hashem desires those who fear him. Esam yachlim l'chasto. Those who hope and wait for his kindness. I have a slight problem with the pasuk, everybody. Does this pasuk bother anybody? It says Hashem is not interested in the power that a horse possesses, nor in the legs of a person, in a person's physical strength. No, he doesn't want that. He's not interested. The Radak says, I don't understand this. Maybe this bothers you also. The Radak says, it can't be. Eino omer. It doesn't mean to say, ki ein chofe tokel yisparach b'gvura sasus. I mean, it says that, doesn't it? He says it doesn't say it. The Radak says it doesn't say it, but it does say it. He says it doesn't mean to say that Hashem doesn't desire the strength of the horse. Ki hu shanasa nesus kevura. Hashem empowered, he is the one who invested the horse with its power. So why would he make it strong and powerful if he doesn't want it to be powerful? It has to do with cars and helpers and everything in this world also, whatever we use to succeed. He says, I'll prove it to you. Hashem said to Eov, Hatitein lasus gevura, will you give strength to a horse? Kolomar, kamoshan asati ani. He says to Eov, you're not the one who gives strength to the horse, I'm the one who does it. Well, if Hashem says it, that means Hashem is interested in the horse being powerful. Ela pirusha. So what's the explanation that Hashem doesn't want it? Hashem does something that he doesn't want? No, chas v'shalom. If Hashem made it powerful, if Hashem created vehicles for our success, he wants them to be vehicles for our success. He wants them to be catalysts for us to succeed. So then, what's the purpose? Pirusha. So what does it mean? What's the pshat in the pasuk when it says he doesn't want it? She'eino chafetz ba'adam. Hashem doesn't desire. He has no interest in the person. Sheboteach b'gvuratatzus. Not that he doesn't want the horse to be powerful. He wants it to be powerful. But he's not interested in the person who trusts in the power of the horse. That's what the pasuk means. So lo b'gvuratatzus yachpat. Not in the strength of the horse Hashem desires. Not in the person who places his trust in the strength of the horse. That opens up a whole world of putting everything into perspective. How do we view the means to our success that are physical, mundane? V'chen b'mi sheboteach b'shokah. A person who trusts in his physical strength, his legs, mihamachamo, the vroach, to run away from the war, Hashem's not interested in that person. That's an attitude problem. I am so strong, I'm so qualified, I'm so well trained, therefore I will succeed. Hashem says, I'm not interested in that. That's not what I'm looking for. I don't want to be trusting in that stuff. It says in Amos Beis, the Radak says, Kal baraglav lo yimaleit, the one who's light on his feet, he won't always succeed. Baruchei pasus, the one who rides a horse, he's not going to save himself. He won't rescue himself. So I looked at this and said, this is absolutely tempting to do. And I decided to list some of the things that people tend to trust in. Myself. Okay, we sometimes trust in our efforts, but our efforts don't always work. We trust in doctors. Now, there are many physicians out there, and they are great, holy agents of Hashem to help us. But they are not the Ribono Shel Olam. They are Shluchei Hashem. And there are many of them who help us, and we have so much Hakaras HaTov, but they are not the one, they're not it. They're the Shliach, and the great doctors among them who listen here among us, they know that. People trust sometimes in their house. My house is going to be what guards me from everything. I have a nice, I heard a person say, I am secure because I have a great security system on my house. Lo b'gburas asus yachpat. You're secure because the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us money to install a security system, which hopefully will work at the right time. What about wealth? What about physical strength? We just talked about here. Wisdom. Oh, that's one of the things we take the most pride in. The Masilas Yesharim says, chelek hanichbat, the most honorable, prestigious part of a human being is the intellect. But even that we can't trust in totally. We forget things sometimes. Our education doesn't always do it for us. Our vehicles, our wardrobe, investments, there's so many things. Our friends, one of the reasons people get upset at other people and they have a problem with Abbas Yisrael is because they trust in them too much. They expect from people too much. If we lower our expectations from people, we'll love them more. That's why, you know, all the midos are connected. If we place our trust in Hashem, then we can love people more. That means bitachon brings us Abbas Yisrael. Because if I don't trust in this relative to always be there for me, perfect, I need you to always be in a good mood for me, I need you to always be there to help me financially, emotionally, whatever else. I don't trust in that person. I trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he sends these relatives to help me. If the relative is not there to help me, I will not resent the relative. I will love the person still, because I have bitachon. That means bitachon leads me to Abbas Yisrael. People trust in technology. Well, we already know about that. That's not going to work. Try to use Zoom for a little while and see if it doesn't freeze. Experts, advisors, counselors, it just doesn't always come through. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in fact, it brought to mind the Brisa in Maseches Avot that I just wanted to review. Mir Tashem, we stay many years in this world, 120 years, but there's a Brisa in Maseches Avot that I wanted to remind myself of. B'shas titirasa shel Adam. When a person leaves the world after many, many, many years, what escorts the person? What do we take with us? Ein malav en lo, la Adam. They do not escort a person. Lo kesef, no silver goes with us. No money, money doesn't go with us. V'lo zav, and not gold. Rabbi Wein writes in his book, that there was a person in California, in Forest Lawn Cemetery, wanted to be buried in his car, and he's buried in his car. He wanted to take his automobile with him. He had a very luxurious car, but it's still not getting him anywhere. V'lo abonim tovos, precious gems, they don't go with us, or margolios and pearls. Ela Torah umasim tovim bavad. So if we're young, we have many, many years ahead of us. If we're old, we have many years ahead of us. But if we remember this every moment, then we won't trust in all that other stuff. And then we won't be disappointed if it doesn't work. And many times people are miserable because the things, the stuff, and the people that they place their trust in fall short of their expectations. And therefore they're depressed, and they're frustrated, they're exasperated. But you know what? If we remember every second, that's not going to come with me anyway. So that means every second that I'm busy with Torah and Maasim Tovim, that's what's going to be with me to eternity. And look at the psukim, a couple of psukim, then Brice and Avos in the sixth parak, Shenemar, Bishalechecha Tancha Osach. When you walk in this world, what will lead you? It's going to be the Torah that leads you. Tancha Osach is referring to the Torah. It will lead you. Bishachbecha, when you lie down, Tishmar Olecha. The Torah and Maasim Tovim will guard you, not physical possessions or even those people who helped us. Bakitzosa, when you wake up for Tchiyas HaMeisim, Hitzisichecha, it will speak to you. So it explains it in the Braisa. As you're walking through this world, it will lead you. That's the Olam Hazeh. The Torah, it guides a person and directs the person in the right way, that he won't err, he won't get lost, he won't stray, he won't be in danger. It's Torah. B'shachbacha, tishmar alecha. And that's, when you lie down, it's going to protect you. It's a pasuk mishle, perek ba, pasuk hafez. That's bakever. After 120 years, when the person's in the grave, we also need protection. Bakitzosa hitzisichacha. When you wake up, it's going to speak to you. The Torah is always going to be with us. That everything ruchnias, that's eternity. Of course, the gashmias is so essential. Without it, we can't get to the ruchnias. But it's a means to that end. L'olam haba, that means, by tchiyas hameitim, we're all hoping for resurrection of the dead, so that the Torah is revealed to us, the secrets of the Torah, as if it's the Torah speaking with us. Hi tisichecha, it'll speak with you. And it says in Sefer Tehillim, now one of my favorite psukim is coming up here, V'chein kosu b'sefer Tehillim ayidei David HaMelech Yisrael. It's written in Tehillim. David HaMelech, by the way, do you think he knew the value of gashmias? He's a king. He had access to any gashmias, anybody, whatever wants or needs. And yet he says, Tovli Torah Spicha. We know the pasuk. The Torah of your mouth is better for me. My alfei zav v'chesed, more than thousands of gold and silver. It's better for me. Tilim kufi test. And this is the pasuk. The Omer, it says, Li hakesef v'li hazav amar Hashem tzavakos. Chagai beis ches. Many people think, how will I have enough money? From where will I have enough money? The gas prices skyrocketing. Everything else is all expensive. How am I going to do it? Ribbono Shel Olam says, what do you mean? I have all the money. Li hakesef v'li hazav amar Hashem tzavakos. A lot of times I say to myself, Ribbono Shel Olam, he has a lot of money. Lot of money. He has so much money, he even has enough for me. If Hashem wants, Birtzos Hashem, here's a pirush. From a Pinchas Kaati, his lashon is, when Hashem wants it, Yitein li mikasto mizav. If Hashem wants, He will give me His silver and gold. If He wants to give it to me, He'll give it to me. But Malkom Sha'ani Nimsa, where I am, I don't have to run all over the place. I don't have to go crazy. I don't have to be a maniac. I have to do my yishtadlus that we already learned. We're going to talk about that on and on, Yirtzeh Hashem. But I don't have to lose it. I don't have to be beside myself with stress and anxiety. Where am I going to get the money from? No, it says in Chagai Beis Ches, Li HaKesef V'Li HaZav. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I own all that stuff. You think there's not enough money? What, you don't have enough money right now, right? I have all the money. I can get it to you. Just trust in me. That's what the Pasuk says. So therefore, we understand there's a place for physical strength, for the horse, for the vehicle, for the van, for the car, for all the instruments of our success that are gashmi, of course, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants them to have that power. He wants them to be the means to our success. But not that we should trust in them, Chas v'Shalom, because Hashem is the one who makes them work. He propels all of them. And here again, the Chafetz Chaim makes a very powerful remark. Let's look at the Pasuk again. It said in the Pasuk, now this is a comfort for the following situation. Now a person says, new point. Why do I have a right to trust in Hashem? Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I don't deserve it. In fact, if you look in the Orach HaTzaddikim, based on the Chovos HaLevavos, it seems, he says that one of the important points is that we have to try to plan to do what Hashem wants, and then we deserve to trust in Him. Careful, we have to use the terminology. It says it in, we say it in Hallel, Yirei Hashem, B'tchuv Hashem. Those who fear Hashem, you trust in Hashem. It sounds like the license to trust in Hashem is you fear Hashem. What if a person doesn't have enough Yirei Hashemayim or hasn't had enough?
Where did it say? Is it where's the
Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher HaTzitzi
from Eretz
Yisrael? Right,
Anochi
Hashem, right,
Asher
is the
Dibros. Okay, so the fact that we were in Mitzrayim and we were so, so, like, we were
helpless, yeah.
We
and
had
without the
Kutz. Even didn't even have a Torah.
Right. Perfect. So I want to talk about that right now, okay? Because I want to use the Lashon of the Zayim Torah. He says, Lo herimu etzba. The Bnei Yisrael didn't even lift a finger to get out of Mitzrayim. We were totally immobilized. We were helpless. But not only physically, there were 600,000 able-bodied men with a lot of weapons. But we couldn't pull the trigger, the Ibn Ezra says in Parshas Vashal, because we had a slave mentality. We were so stuck. We were literally paralyzed. We couldn't get out of Mitzrayim. And we didn't have the zechus either. And that's why it says, Ba'evar alayich, ba'erich misboseses bedamayich. That's the pasuk in Yecheskel. And we say it by the Seder also. I saw you wallowing in blood. Now, what is that about? Bedamayich, in your blood. What is that about? What two mitzvos? Mila and? And Pesach, right. In other words, what happened is that we had no zuchuyos to leave Mitzrayim. We were absolutely immersed in Avodah Zarah. As it says in the Gemara, halala of the Avodah Zarah, halala of the Avodah Zarah. So how do we get out of there? We get out of there because at least we got two zuchuyos. Now the blood of Mila and the blood of Pesach, we're not infatuated or obsessed with blood the way that another religion that is. We're not, Chas v'Shalom. It's that, but it represents something important. It represents self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice was that Hashem said, you need some zuchus to get out of here, but you're right, from our own right, we didn't have it. So Hashem said, listen, you have to show that you're going to curb your desire for promiscuity, for immorality. That's Mila, because the Egyptians were the most immoral in the world. Even though we were very careful the whole time we were there, we didn't fall into that. But again, we have to show our willingness. That's Bris Mila. And then you have to extricate yourselves from Avodah Zarah, and that's the blood of the carbon Pesach. You have to be willing to slaughter the animal that you had a tendency to worship the whole time you were there. And then you put that on the doorpost inside to show yourselves that self-sacrifice, which is dam, is what's going to get us to be close to Hashem. We needed all that. But those are two zuhuyos. It happens to be the only two mitzvahs aseh that if a person doesn't do them, they're chayav karis. Happens to be that, because the rest of them are lo sasei. Just to mention that they're the ones that if a person doesn't do them, he's not part of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael has to do self-sacrifice to serve Hashem. But those were very, very minimal. You're right, we didn't have that. So we have to be given something. Like, here, we're going to give you something to do so you can come out of here. That just shows us we were not deserving, really, to come out. That's correct. We needed to come out at that second, by the way. Because if we waited any longer, we would have gone too far into Tumah. Then it would have been irreversible, Chas v'Shalom. That's what the Tzror HaMor on Shir HaShirim explains. That's why we came out when we did at that second. We were like an unbaked cake, weren't even ready. But the point is, for our lives, the lesson you're trying to bring out is that even if we don't deserve it, we have Mitzrayim. Our lives are Mitzrayim to a degree. We have Mitzrayim, which is a Mitzrayim. We have limits. We have things that cause us to be limited and constricted every single day, and they weigh upon us, but Hashem still saves us, even if we don't deserve it. That's why every day do we have a mitzvah of Zechir Tzitzias Mitzrayim. Every single day you have to remember, L'man Tizkor Asiyam Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, every single day, every day, every day. I did it yesterday. The men, we have to do it in the morning, and at Maariv. What happened? I forgot since this morning? Yeah, because you know what? Every day is Mitzrayim to a degree. See, the women don't have it. They don't need it as much. The Nashim Zikhanios. It's the mitzvah sensation of Man Gramba. But men have to do this every day because there's so many things we face and our bitachon is flimsy. It must be if we have to remember this because we need to get out of Mitzrayim every day. We have small, medium, and hopefully not too many larger challenges that are like that. So is that what you wanted to say? That we, even if we don't have the Yiras Shemayim, that was a template, that was a prototype for our experiences every day as a nation. Zechiyos Yetzias Mitzrayim. Good?
Well, you're trying to say that if we're not deserving.
Sometimes we're not deserving of it, and we still have to ask Hashem. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is about to say right now. Okay. And that's the way this passage, I don't know if that's the point you were trying to bring up, but
yeah,
I sure went to town with that. I don't know if that's what you meant, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I had fun with it, at least. What?
If we feel down.
Yeah.
So that we shouldn't feel down, because all we need is those two mitzvahs,
yeah, I'm going to give you a token. You got to have something, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
a Yisarusa de la Sasa. You have to arouse it down here somehow. Like, you got to have a little bit of awakening, of stimulation down here from your side to be able to come out. But we were very moral there. It says, the Medrash Shohatov says, there were no incidents of immorality the whole time we were in Mitzrayim. That's one of those things that we have to leave, except for one case. We know that lady, right? Shlomis Bastiri, but that wasn't even totally on purpose. But that's what we certainly had that. But, like, we didn't have, like, mitzvahs that we were really keeping, except a few elite people who were. So, yeah, so a lot of times we're the same way sometimes. That's right. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim says here. And our PowerPoint that we're going to end on today is this division of the pasuk. The Chofetz Chaim points out the chilko hakasuv. The pasuk divided up the ideas, the shnayim into two. Velo kasav. The pasuk didn't say es yireav hamayachlim lachasto. It didn't say that. Hashem desires those who fear Him, who wait for His kindness. No. What did it say? Did you notice that? It puts the word S in there. There are two groups of people. There are those who fear Hashem, and then there are those who aren't so fearing Hashem, at the moment at least, or maybe not usually. They can both hope for Hashem's help. Lahoros wanted to show us. Zalomi boy, there's no need to say, of course, it goes without saying. If until now the person was included in those who fear Hashem and keeping his precepts, his mitzvot, for sure Hashem is looking over them and He's going to rescue them from all types of death and horrible occurrences, chas v'shalom. Like the Chazal said, even for Kriya Shema in the morning and in the evening, people are saved from those mitzvot, because of those mitzvot. El afilu im arata. That's the second part of the pasuk. Es hamiyachlim lachasto. At this second, right here, at this moment, I'm going to trust in you, Ribbono Shel. And I've said to myself, what business do I have doing that? I haven't been behaving so well. How can I do that? I'm not Yireyov. Yeah, but the pasuk divided it. Rotz Hashem es Yireyov. That's category one. What about category two? The contingency group. Oh, that's the ones, es hamiyachlim lachasto. Those waiting for Hashem's kindness, from this moment on, at this moment, even though they haven't been Yireyov. Im arata lo haya michlal kas Yirey Hashem. He was not in that group of people who classified as those who fear Hashem. Bishleimus. He wasn't doing so well. He's mediocre. Afal pichein, even so, al yisya'esh atzmo min harachamim. A person should never despair, never give up from Hashem's compassion. The yivtach v'Hashem. Yes, I have the right, I have the ability, I have the license to trust in Hashem, even if I haven't been so good. You should wait for Hashem's kindness. That Hashem bestows kindness and is compassionate with those who trust in Him. Like it says, Ravim machovim l'rasha. There are many pains, travails to a wicked person. What's the next two words? Right, chesed yisov avenu. One who trusts in Hashem, kindness will encompass that person, will surround the person, will envelop the person. And here is the grand punchline for today that the Chofetz Chaim repeats in different words over and over and over and over. Ulufi godel habitachon. And according to the greatness, the degree of the trust, commensurate with that, proportionate to it, kenhu godel ha'atzlacha. So is the greatness of the success. Today we talked about Siklag, how David first strengthened himself, he pulled all the pieces together, got back up, and then asked for help, and he got the help, and he got the guarantee. And we also learned that physical possessions, they're very important, they're instrumental, they're essential, but they're not what we trust in. We don't trust in people, we trust that people can help us sometimes. The ultimate pitachon is in Hashem. Mirat Hashem, when we continue next time, we're going to talk about the need to not only strengthen ourselves, but to try to strengthen others in Bitachon as well. We're supposed to try to spread the word, because we have something very valuable, very precious. It's supposed to become contagious, and it's supposed to benefit everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, we have a question. Yes, am I supposed to? Okay, nothing. Okay, I should just leave it on. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, today. Can't do it without you. Yes?
So, a question about the Ka, Kibaka Hashem
Torah.
Right. Hashem put us in a physical world because he part of his name even, the Yod and the Hay. So you're saying the Hay is a physical world to elevate it, or this world. So the main thing is that the Yod came first, so that will put the Yod into the Hay, like elevate,
oh,
like
true.
So we'll see that it's Hashem, and it's
right.
That it's a manifestation of Hashem's love for us, all the physicality.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so we could, we could understand Hashem's love for us?
All right, so I'll tell you a story. What you just said about putting the Yod into the Hay, that's a very essential Kabbalistic. I don't learn Kabbalah. I once heard a shir, though, when I was a tutor at a camp called Camp Machon Shlomo in Moodus, Connecticut. I was a tutor there. You've heard of it? Okay. So one the tutors used to get shir. We used to hear shir. And I heard a shir there that talked about that exact concept. And that, hey, that accomplishes the completeness, the totality of uniting, synthesizing the powers of both worlds, that's really what our whole purpose is in the world, right? When we're here, we're supposed to do that, yeah.
But isn't that what you're saying, like just noticing that Hashem is behind all the physicality, that it's all working for Hashem, it's not an entity in itself.
Right.
Is that the same as putting the Yod, like
yeah. It sounds like you have more of a grasp of it than I do, definitely.
No, but it sounds like what you just said.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. The thing is, what I want to say is that's really what we're supposed to do. It's a daunting test, but it's so deceptive. We see, a beautiful car, we have a beautiful house, we have beautiful clothes, we have talents, we have training, we have experts, we have advice, we have forecast. It all looks great, whatever it is, or it doesn't, Chas v'Shalom, sometimes. And we tend to you know what I'm saying? It's like, I get fixated, I get obsessed with it. But that's what our job is, to not do that. That's what it is. We have to extricate ourselves and separate from that and look at the Yud, not at the Hay.
Okay, so we just have
something
to find
like
the Yud in all of the Hay.
Yeah, all of I, that would be able to do
job,
that.
That's our job, you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. That's nice. I think you should give the next one. I'll be Kabbalah the next one.
Oh, you want to do a 50?
I don't know. Right? What
start 50.
I should just start 50.
Answer any questions.
Still happening. Are there any questions? First time I ever did that. Okay. I think... Great. Oh, it's not on speaker. Hold on. Is that speakerphone, Pinina?
Yes.
Oh, is that speaker? Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any questions? Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, I don't think so. I don't know if I did it right. Okay. Very good. Hatzlacha Rabbah. Everyone should have a beautiful week.